We had the opportunity earlier this month to talk with Jimmy Emmons from Leedy, Oklahoma, about his work with cover crops, especially experimenting with multiple of species in a single cocktail in order to come up with that ideal cover crop to enhance his next crop that he'll be planting after that cover crop. Jimmy, why don't you give us an update on exactly what you're trying to accomplish with cover crops?
Well, the whole idea of cover crop, number one, is keep the ground covered, keep it cooler, so less evaporation. The amount of cocktail mix that are multiple species that you plant in there needs to be targeted at the crop that you're going to grow next year. So, for instance, if I'm going to plant a crop that requires a lot of nitrogen, I would need to plant more legumes. If I needed more organic matter, more grasses. So you need to target that cocktail mix towards your next goal of cash crop behind that. And we're finding out that the more mix varieties that you have in the mix, the better success you have.
Tell me a little bit about some of the things that you've learned, you know, along the way, as far as, you know, as you've worked this whole process.
Well, the things that you learn is you need to have that seed on hand before you think about planting, because there is a little logistic problem of getting seed. And when you do have a rain, to have moisture to get that up, you can get in the field and get it done. The first year I was not quite prepared, and then it got a little dry later in the summer. Typically around where we're working the most is in wheat ground, wheat stubble. So typically if we're going to get a rain, it's going to be right around harvest delay. So you need to be ready.
And, you know, as you do this blend, this cocktail, if you want to call it that, you said you're actually trying to aim for whatever you're going to be growing next. So tell me, you know, explain that to me.
Well, legumes will put off nitrogen into the ground. Grasses like a forage sorghum, Egyptian wheat, millet, hybrid pearl millet, will grow to a taller height and have more grass that will enhance more organic matter going into the ground, and to feed the organisms in the ground that will break that crop down and recycle that back into nutrients that's available for the next crop or two.
Tell me about, do you feel successful at this point after these first couple of 3 years?
Oh, yeah, very successful. You know, I was afraid going into this that we would use all the water up in the field, that we wouldn't have enough for the following crop. I was concerned whether we could grow nutrients. We're finding that's all not true. We're saving water. We're growing nutrients to recycle back, and been very successful in the following cash crops. So the idea of growing two crops won't work. We're not really growing this crop to take away. It's to go back in the ground to replace what we're using.
And in the case of the nutrients that you're producing from the cover crop, does that totally replace fertilizer? I mean, are just supplementing, you know, helping, I guess, it's a mix of what you're doing then?
Yeah, it's not going to replace everything, especially in the first few years. It's kind of like a no-till situation. We're talking in the long term here, 5, 10 years, 15 years. A lot of the guys away from here up north and back east that's been doing this 15 years, 20 years, yeah, they're seeing using limited purchases of fertilizer to grow the next crop. So we're seeing some benefits, but the best is yet to come.
For a guy that you're maybe talking with and saying, I don't know, you know, how do they get their arms around this? What's their first step, really?
Well, to be willing to think out of the box, go and get some help from your local NRCS, your local conservation district. It's a big initiative. There is lots of help, whether it be networking with other producers that has started it. Away from here, we're trying to get a network in Oklahoma of producers. The NRCS has started a soil health committee, and we're looking for producers to have test plots. So there's going to be lots of resources, but be willing to change the way you think, the way you've always done business.
So you mentioned one of the buzzwords of today, soil health. This is one very practical way to build soil health, correct?
Yeah, what most of us, and I'm talking about myself in the past here, didn't realize by plowing the ground in a clean till situation, we were actually killing the bacteria in the ground, destroying the beneficials that would help us in the future. And so we have degraded our soil. And so to get to the next level of production and enhance our fields and get back to where we used to be years and years ago, this is the project of soil health. And it's mind-blowing. It's really interesting to see how the soil can change back and change texture.